Hare Krishna. Get serious about taking yourself lightly. Sometimes, you know, some people take themselves too seriously. They're always very formal, always very grave. They sometimes seem very pompous and standoffish. And then we may tell them, loosen up. Don't take yourself so seriously. So, now certainly at one level, spiritual life means to take life seriously. We understand that our actions have consequences and we need to choose our actions carefully, and we have a life which is temporary and we need to pursue an eternal goal in our life. So all this involves taking things seriously. At the same time, sometimes when we take things too seriously, we think that everything that we do needs to become successful. Everything, every resolution that we make must work. Every plan that we make should materialize. And when we have this attitude and when things don't work out, at that time we feel as if our whole world has come crumbling down. So, at that time we need to know that even if things don't work out, it doesn't matter so much. So, there are two things. One is, we try to do our part seriously. But we understand that everything in this world is temporary. So when things go wrong, we don't have to treat them as if the world has come crumbling down. We don't have to take them too seriously. So we need to get serious about taking things lightly. Taking things lightly means not becoming frivolous or careless, but recognizing that things which seem catastrophic right now, after some time, they will not matter much. You know, we may think, say, about 10 years ago when we had given some exam or were given some interview, when I thought that is the most important thing in my life, and if it doesn't work, it's going to be the end of my life. But you know, life goes on. So to the extent we don't take the events that happen in our life with too much jubilation or dejection, when we stay equipoised amidst the ups and downs of life, then our focus stays on the higher spiritual reality. And we have to get serious about taking things lightly. Taking ourselves lightly means, that means we understand that, oh, I am not the supreme controller. Things may not work according to my plan, but still, that is not the end of the world. God is in control and He will make things work according to His plan. So when we have this mood, then we can be, when we shift our vision from the material to the spiritual, from the temporary to the eternal, then we can avoid taking the upheavals in this temporary world too seriously. So, Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita when he says to Arjuna that yam hi navyathayante te purusham purusharshabha samadukha sukham dhiram somritatvaya kalpate yam hi navyathayante te. This is 2.15 in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says navyathayante te. One is not disturbed, one is not agitated. Purusham purusharshabha. The person who is equipoised, the best of persons. Arjuna, you are the best of persons. Purusham purusharshabha. Samadukha sukham dhiram. During distress and during happiness, the person stays sober. Somritatvaya kalpate. Such a person will attain amrita, will attain eternal life. So what Krishna is saying here is, don't take happiness and distress very seriously. Keep your vision fixed on the eternal. We need to get serious about taking things that happen at the material level lightly. This doesn't again mean we become frivolous or irresponsible or flippant. It simply means that we don't treat everything as the end, every wrong thing that goes as the end of the world. Yes, things will come, things will go. There are storms in life, storms come, storms go. They're temporary. So when we develop a sort of detached attitude towards this world, we don't take the events of the world too tightly. Too seriously, then we can actually, it's paradoxical that when we take things too seriously, we may become paralyzed, we may become burdened, we may become overwhelmed. But when we learn to take things lightly, then we can move onward steadily and we can achieve long-term goals, we can achieve eternity. If we keep taking material ups and downs very seriously, then our vision stays caught and consumed in material things and then we cannot pursue the eternal. But when we don't take material things too seriously, we can stay focused on the eternal and we can achieve the eternal. So we should stay. So we need to get serious about taking things at the material level lightly. And that happens when we take things at the spiritual level seriously. And to the extent we cultivate a serious connection with Krishna, to that extent actually we can become light-hearted, not becoming burdened by the ups and downs of the world, but by staying connected with Krishna, we can be in cheerful, joyful spirits even amidst life's ups and downs. Thank you. Hare Krishna.